बॉलीवुड के एक नए गाने ने भारत से लेकर अमेरिका तक सबको परेशान किया हुआ है। ये गीत है नई फिल्म खाली पीली का, बियॉन्से शर्मा जाएगी। अब इस गीत में लिखने वाले ने लिखा है कि तू इतनी गोरी है कि बियॉन्से शर्मा जाएगी, और इस बात का बहुत सारे लोगों को न सिर्फ बुरा लगा है बल्कि बहुत सारे लोगों ने बियॉन्से से बॉलीवुड के कथित रेसिज्म के लिए माफी भी मांगी है। यहाँ ऑस्ट्रेलिया में बहुत सारे लोग बॉलीवुड से प्यार करते हैं, बॉलीवुड से मोहब्बत करते हैं, लेकिन उन लोगों को भी ये गीत नागवार गुजरा है। उन्हीं में से एक हैं दिव्या सक्सेना, जो बिंदी बॉसेस नाम के ग्रुप से जुड़ी हुई हैं, एक सांस्कृतिक कार्यकर्ता हैं और डांसर हैं। आइए उनसे समझते हैं कि उनकी समझ क्या कहती है। दिव्या, स्वागत है आपका SBS हिंदी पर। हम बात कर रहे हैं उस गाने की जिसमें कहा गया है बियॉन्से शर्मा जाएगी। क्या आपने वो गाना सुना और क्या आपका पहला रिएक्शन था?
Hi Vivek, मैंने सुना गाना and as expected my reaction was very similar to everyone else's. I was a bit shocked by the lyrics, but you know I was also not shocked because I think जो गाने का मतलब है, which means गोरिया, I think they've used गोरिया right in the गाना.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think it insinuates that fair girls are being championed in India. But I think everyone is losing focus in terms of, you know, they're comparing the song with Beyonce, which is, of course, I think, wrong. But I think colorism in India is a systemic issue and it needs to be addressed as a systemic issue rather than just apologizing to Beyonce. जब मैं अपने दोस्तों से बात कर रही थी गाने के ऊपर, तो हम बोल रहे थे कि, you know, जैसे गोरिया बोलते हैं, it's happened in India for so long now and I think it's so deeply ingrained in Indian culture कि अगर हम देखें पुराने गाने, for example, गोरिया चुराना मेरा जिया, it essentially means white girl don't steal my heart. या दिल डांस मारे from Tashin. They say, you know, white white face देखे, which means by seeing the white face, their hearts beat faster. I think गोरिया has now just translated into a positive object, positive like adjective where they say instead of गोरिया meaning pretty, white girl, it means pretty girl. So I think I think it's such a big issue and I think the issue is not just to this song, but it's like throughout history and throughout India and how they've used Gaudiya as a positive objective, I think that needs to change.
हम ऑस्ट्रेलिया में रहते हैं दिव्या, और यहाँ हम गोरे नहीं हैं. जो भारत में लाइट स्किन लोग हैं वो भी यहाँ गोरे नहीं हैं, और इस बात का असर अक्सर देखने को मिलता है. क्या आपके साथ ऐसा कोई एक्सपीरियंस हुआ?
मेरे साथ ऐसा एक्सपीरियंस टच वुड नहीं हुआ. आई थिंक आई एम वेरी प्रिविलेज्ड इन टर्म्स ऑफ मैं बॉलीवुड डांसिंग करती हूँ. आई एम लाइट स्किन्ड, सो मुझे देख के लगता है कि आई डू हैव अ प्रोमिनेंट एडवांटेज इन द साउथ एशियन कम्युनिटी इन टर्म्स ऑफ लाइक द डांसेस दैट आई रिसीव एंड द एक्लेड्स दैट आई रिसीव एंड द रिकग्निशन. बट विवेक, मैं ये बोलूंगी कि आई एम अवेयर ऑफ दिस प्रिविलेज दैट आई हैव बिकॉज ऑफ seeing other dancers and their experience. For example, मैं बहुत अच्छे dance group में हूँ called Bindi Bosses. It's a South Asian dance company. And when I talk to the dancers over there about their experiences, they have combated so much racial inequality, Vivek, purely based on their skin tone. And I guess, yeah, like it is a really big issue even within our South Asian community. I think agar hum hata deti aur hum Australia mein rehte hain, we just look at the Indians in Australia. I think even the Indians, you know, we get discriminated based on our skin tone. And I have seen that in the dance performances that I've done in which darker skin tones have been, you know, racially objectified against. Yeah.
How do you ensure at Bindi Bosses ke आप किसी भी तरह से रेसिज्म को प्रमोट नहीं कर रहे हैं, सपोर्ट नहीं कर रहे हैं?
प्रमोट नहीं करते. Yeah, I think, I mean, Vivek, the biggest reason for me to come to Bindi Bosses was actually because it provides a platform for South Asian artists, regardless of your skin color. Shamla, who is our dance director, and she's the founder of Bindi Bosses, जब मैंने उससे पहली बार बात करी थी, then she actually made it very clear to me that it is a safe space which empowers artists, and we pay all of our dancers regardless of what gigs you're doing, and they pay immaculate detail and attention to the terminology of our shows, the gigs we do and our branding. For instance, Vivek, Bindi Bosses, Pehle Mana Jata Tha is an Indian dance company, but Shamla changed it to South Asian, so it makes it more inclusive. We have one of our dance shows that we do called the DC Dance Experience, and we're currently working on developing a more inclusive name for the show. So even if we look at this song that we were discussing, Sabse Galti Aoti Hai, and at the end of the day, it's all about learning. It's about educating yourself and then using that awareness to educate others. That's what we try to do in Bindi Bosses. And, you know, the fact that we are trying to develop a more inclusive name for our dance shows means that we have recognized that there is an issue. So I think the Indian film industry needs to do that as well. And they need to start being more aware and less ignorant and really recognize colorism as a systemic issue.
Do you visit India often, Divya?
Yeah, my jatiyu, I think I've been, so my parents are from India, so hum jaate hai, you know, family se milne, but 3-4 saal ho gaye since main pehle gayi thi, but yeah, hopefully after COVID finishes, I will go back.
And what have been your experiences when you meet Indians in India? What did you learn about India as far as racism and colorism is concerned?
I mean, India mein toh ye, like, I think colorism is a very big issue. Jab main jaati hu toh logon ko immediately pata chal jata hai, I think from the accent of my Hindi, jaise main dikhti hu ki main foreign se hu. But I guess in terms of like my cousins and, you know, even like how they treat each other, I think there's a really, really big deal placed on being fair. Even if you look at Fair and Lovely, or if I go to any of the supermarkets, if I look at any of the ads that come on TV, only lighter skin girls are preferred. Light skin, tall and skinny. I think that is what India prefers, and it's really wrong. So whenever I go to India, I do recognize that there is an issue, and all of my cousins, you know, they'll be like, oh, you know, not Gora and I. I mean, I have also cousins who are a bit darker skin tone, but there definitely is an ideology, jaha bolte hai ki, or, you know, like, oh, kitni saavli ho gayi ho, you're so dusky now. So all of these negative connotations are used for those words, which I don't like. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sparing time, Divya.
Thank you, Vivek. Thank you.